Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to the podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of your English language so that you can use it in a better way for your business English or when you're communicating with people wherever you may meet them, so that you don't feel in any way inferior. And I help you with this when we look at grammar, idioms, expressions, phrasal verbs, whatever it might mean, including collocation. So in this particular podcast, again, we're going to take a look at verbs. And in this case, the verbs that we're looking at are those used when talking about job responsibilities. So I'm going to give you a list of verbs connected with job responsibilities and then also practice the pronunciation. So let me give you the verbs first of all. Coordinate, facilitate, liaise, oversee, participate, promote, seek out, and track. So I'll give you the meaning of each of them and an example and then the pronunciation. So to coordinate. Well, when we want to coordinate, we want to get people together to get something organized. Okay, so we're going to coordinate the marketing plan. Means we're going to get the various people involved with marketing into a room and we're going to discuss what the plan is, what about the promotions, the material that we need, the advertising space, whatever it might be. We're going to coordinate everything so it happens in a timely manner. Coordinate. And the pronunciation, coordinate, coordinate. Good. Second, to facilitate. Well, when we want to facilitate, we want to help. To facilitate a meeting means we're going to help with the meeting, either by providing a room or, in fact, sitting in on the meeting and acting as the facilitator. Whereas two groups of people are having a discussion or an argument and you're there to facilitate means to help them to find solutions to the problems that they might have. There's no point having this meeting next week unless somebody is willing to act as the facilitator. Who can we get to facilitate at this meeting? Okay, so the pronunciation, facilitate, facilitate. Good, excellent. Next, liaise or liaise, somebody, some other people pronounce it liaise, I hear, but I prefer liaise, liaise with. We often use the preposition with, liaise with. Okay, and the pronunciation, liaise, yeah? So when we liaise, we coordinate, we communicate, and we make contact with people. It's quite a formal word, so you often hear people using it in a business English. I will liaise with you next week when I get all the documents, meaning I will make contact with you next week when I get all of the documents. Who will liaise with the legal team? So we're looking for some volunteer to contact the legal team to find out what we need to do to move this along. So somebody puts up their hand or somebody is volunteered to liaise with the legal team, to liaise with the central bank, to liaise with the auditors. Okay, so to make contact with, to communicate with, liaise. To oversee something, and this is spelled double E, not EA, so O-V-E-R-S-E-E. To oversee something means to watch over. Okay, so if you're overseeing the transport operations, it means you're responsible for that. You're watching to see what happens and you're keeping an eye on everything, that everything is shipped where it should be shipped and everything is sent to where it should be sent. To oversee operations, to oversee the marketing plan, meaning to look over, to keep an eye on, to watch out for. Okay, so remember that's got a double E and the sound is oversee. To oversee means to look over or to watch, to oversee. Next, participate. Well, when we participate, we join in or we take part in. Participate, to take part in. So there's a board meeting or a marketing meeting or some scheduled meeting, and your boss sends a message around with the names of the people who should participate or the names of the people that he is expecting to participate in that particular meeting. And of course, your name happens to be there. Do you really want me to participate? Do you really want me there? Yes, of course. You're the key guy from this account. You need to be there to answer the questions. I don't have the information, so I need your participation. I need you to be involved. Participate, participate, participate. Promote, to promote. Well, we can use the verb to promote in many different ways. We can promote somebody from a junior position to a management position, from a management position to a more senior position, to promote, to give them a promotion. We can also promote our products. If we're selling our products into a supermarket, we might have a special promotion to promote the launch of a new product. So we're looking for shelf space from the supermarket owners that we can have our product on display where the shoppers will see it, the customers will see it when they come into the supermarket. So we want to promote our premium brand product, to promote. And then the pronunciation, promote, promote, and get that t sound at the end, promote, promote. Good, excellent. Okay, seek out, to seek out. Seek out means to find, to look for, to seek out help, to seek out partners to partner with us in the promotion, production and selling of this particular product. We will seek out investors to invest money in our plan. We need to expand our business. We need some investors. So we will seek out some angel investors or somebody who's willing to back us, who wants to get some return on their money, to seek out. And let me give you the pronunciation again. It's got two parts to it. The verb seek, meaning to look, and out, the preposition to seek out. Seek, that K sound, seek out. Excellent. And then finally, to track as a verb. To track means to follow, yeah? So, or to go after something. We need to track the performance of this particular product. How does it sell? Where does it sell best? Where are the best locations? To track where the customers come from, so online customers, where did they see the advertisement? How did they hear about us? We want to track, to identify where our customers are coming from, which will help us in future in terms of future promotions, future advertising. Track. K, that's K sound again. Track, track. Okay, so let me give them once more and the pronunciation. Coordinate, coordinate. Facilitate, facilitate. Liaise, liaise. Oversee, oversee. Participate, participate. Promote, promote. Seek out, seek out. Track, track. Okay, well, that's these verbs connected with job responsibilities. I hope that you've understood them and you can practice the pronunciation. Again, if you want any help, well, please contact me on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to hear from you. Always happy to try and include some suggestions that you have in any of my future podcasts. Well, thanks for listening. Join me again soon. Okay, so while I have you here, I want just to give you some information about the Easy Peasy English Club. So when you find your way onto my webpage, look out for the link to the Easy Peasy English Club. It's an effective and efficient and economic way for you and your friends to learn the English language. For a very small subscription fee, you get access to me, one lesson each week. That's 52 weeks and 52 lessons, one lesson per week, pre-recorded by me. And in addition to that, you'll have useful exercises linked to the lessons and lots of other helpful information and courses all available on that particular site. It's great value, so tell your friends about it, have a look at it, and join up.